Philadelphia. Hello, everybody. It is Bell and the Birdmen. Oh, yes. And that is a salute to summer as we have got some summer heat coming out of AJ Green's tweets, Derek Gunn's mouth, Barrett Brooks's agreements, and so on and so forth. To my left, the beautiful, as always, Mr. Vince Quinn. How are you doing, buddy?
Quick. I opened my can before the show.
Uh-huh. Typical. Because why? Liquid Death is too good to keep underwrapped before we start recording. Go to liquiddeath.com/bell to get your case shipped to you for free, and that helps support the podcast. And it murders your thirst at the same time. So what do you make of this, Vince Quinn? This hubbub of apparently Derek Gunn's a liar now. Got to address that.
Yep.
Which I don't really agree with. I'll get some thoughts in on that, but I'm really curious what you what was your reaction yesterday to all this, like, this mini blow up on Twitter?
The whole thing is completely ludicrous. This is the dumbest shit ever, and how dare you people make this a big deal? The fact that we have to sit here and address this in itself, it's absurdity. Like, think about this, right? Everybody, because here's what happened if you missed it. Derek Gunn mentions on his show that, okay, Jalen Hurts in 10 reps in OTAs,
on May 31st.
Four incompletions, three sacks, three interceptions. And he talked to somebody on the team, or with the team, I should say, and they said that Jalen Hurts has a long way to go to him. That's all he said.
And you don't think that's a big deal?
No!
I'm just making sure that that's not a big deal to Eagles fans that, hey, this guy that has been supposedly working out with Tom House all offseason, a guy that I believe could lead this team to the Super Bowl, and somebody, and I want to make this very clear when it comes out of Derek Gunn's mouth, someone important on the Eagles doesn't believe Jalen Hurts was ready on May 31st. That's all I care about, Vince Quinn. Do you? I think that's pretty significant, in fact, because a lot of this crap, and we went through this offseason already. First of all, Eagles Twitter, how fucking dare all of you that are going after Derek Gunn with this information? And by the way, players can't lie? Players can't lie. AJ Green and Lane Johnson can't lie. Brown, I did it again. I will fix the color at some point. I'm so sorry, AJ. But until we get this addressed where AJ Brown has to dismiss every single report this offseason, including, oh, Miles Sanders didn't actually mean, the all-star comment. This is untrue and coming out like in seconds when this story could have gone away tells me that there's probably something true in it. And I agree with you, Vince Quinn, that OTA interceptions and touchdowns don't matter to me just as well as they do not matter to you. I just want to make sure I got that stated clear on your side of the aisle, right?
Yeah, they don't matter. No, don't matter at all.
So if touchdowns don't matter, and if he was doing really well, whenever that was, and interceptions don't matter, and now this becomes a big story, none of that matters to me. So what? So what if there's been many quarterbacks that have been sacked in 7-on-7s because those are covered sacks, and that's a really bad day for the offense if you're losing in 7-on-7s, just so we're clear on that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's true.
But, man, I am not going to dismiss this, Vince Quinn. I'm not going to dismiss this, much like we cared to dismiss, or at least a lot of us did, with Carson Wentz and Joe Santaliquido saying, hey, not everybody likes Carson Wentz in that locker room, and everybody said, ah, that's total bullshit. No, no, no. Derek Gunn is not going to come out and say what the towel boy thinks about Jalen Hurts or give him information on a closed practice from the water boy across the street or a PR person or some middling coach. No, this is, to me, Vince Quinn, you want to know who's saying this? Someone in power. I don't know who that person is. It could be a quarterback coach. It could be Nick Sirianni. It could be Howie Roseman, Jeffrey Lurie, whoever it is. But I'm telling you, you can't dismiss all of this. I'm dismissing the OTA report, yes. But do I think that someone in there important doesn't believe that Jalen Hurts is ready? You're goddamn right I do.
Yeah, that is 100% accurate. I'm with you on that because I always say this, and I think it's important to state again in a situation like this. The team and the front office, the people around it, they are just like us on some level. I mean, the arguments and debates that we have are the same debates that they're going to have to some degree. Like Carson Wentz and Nick Foles, right? I mean, there was an element of that within the organization. There just has to be. So when you get a situation like this, if Jalen Hurts, is he a quarterback that can play at a high level or not? It's totally fair in the moment right now for somebody to go, look, Jalen Hurts isn't ready to be that guy right now. Because maybe he's not. I mean, what is the big problem? Anticipating throws. So in 7-on-7s, maybe he isn't anticipating yet, and he's holding on, and he's getting coverage sacked. Does that matter in the long term? Not right now. No. This is something when it comes to, I don't know, October. If he can't anticipate still, then people are going to go back and be like, oh, Derek Gunn was right, and we're sorry, Derek. And it's not even, and this is the other part, too.
Yeah.
Because the attacking of Derek Gunn, it's not about whether or not Derek Gunn is right. Derek Gunn does not make shit up. And, like, how dare you? I mean, when you talk about people who, and he said it himself, and the fact that he had to defend himself for all of this is ridiculous. It's fucking embarrassing for a guy that's been in this city, this visible, this accessible, and so well-liked for so long, never been a bullshit artist, and people suddenly want to put it out like they're against him. Like, look, if you want to root for Jalen Hurts, that's fine. He even said in the clip that went around that he likes Jalen Hurts and wants him to succeed. So watch the fucking clip and give the guy a chance. Because, like, you see this one thing go, oh, he's out for Jalen Hurts, and then it's just fundamentally not true. So those people who think that, you're flat wrong. You're wrong.
Yeah, and I got to say, who else is wrong in this? A.J. Brown, man. First of all, I'm never asking you a meteorology question ever. And I say that as someone who's gotten your last name wrong twice probably in the last 3 or 4 months, which is ridiculous for me. You don't need to do this. You don't need to come out and defend your best friend. You don't need to say anything July 11th, because guess what, AJ? We wouldn't be sitting here talking about it if you didn't tweet about it. It's Derek Gunn, and he has a lot of influence, and I'm not going to take that away from him either. Absolutely. Just like Vince said, he's one of the most respected reporters in Philadelphia for a very long time, but AJ's got to understand, no one else on the team is tweeting this shit out. No one. So they've got to come in, and now Lane Johnson's replying and saying, yeah, that was a lie about the OTA thing and whatever. And A.J. Brown does not believe that water can fall above you, apparently. And
yes,
that's like we had to remind him that clouds and rain does exist. So that just, to me, my alarm bells go off when someone quickly comes out to dismiss something that hadn't been up for a few hours, maybe. And then they're in the middle of the offseason, in the middle of the dead zone, is A.J. Brown saying that didn't happen. So, to me, just like Carson Wentz, when there was a lot of players that came out to defend him in public, usually means that there is some split of some sort about this kid. And guess what? Am I panicking, Vince Quinn, about my Jalen Hurts takes? Fuck no. Because he shouldn't be ready on May 31st, as we are keep pointing out. And if we're just going to go on one practice and that's going to be in your mind, then that Tampa Bay game is still in your mind today. And that's what I told Vince Quinn, by the way, 4.5 months ago. When this game ends, if it's bad, that's going to be the side you're on. And if it was good, we're all going to feel very positive about what's going into this. And because of the psyche that we want to believe and ditch out of the hype of Jalen Hurts is going to be great this year, here's your opportunity, everybody. Just keep pointing to this story and say goodbye. I'll be in the end zone celebrating the Super Bowl run in February. I don't know where you'll be, but that's where I'll be. I don't give a shit about any of this long term, but I will say A.J. Brown coming out and trying to dismiss this thing does not make me happy.
Well, no. Can we talk about the A.J. Brown experience for a minute? Because as excited as I am for him as a player, it's been a little weird to start.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
Right?
This is not Tennessee.
I mean, he had like a, I don't know if it was a flat earth theory tweet, but he had something like that a couple of weeks ago.
Moon.
Now, yeah, the moon, like, I think he was questioning whether or not we landed on the moon. He's gotten into stuff now about saying water isn't in the sky, which is good. He's also still been constantly going back and forth with Titans fans on Twitter. So he's just got a lot of shit right now where it's like, hey, man, I'm going to give you time to figure this out. But like, he does have to shut it down. I would recommend at least that AJ, your life will be easier if you shut it down a little bit and just let this shit ride. And maybe it's him adjusting from Tennessee to Philly.
Probably.
I mean, maybe it is. Like, the coverage is just way more intense. Now he is here with his best friend. That is the reason he's here, let's be honest. And if he's worried about Jalen Hurts, maybe he's trying to defend his guy because he's got an extra sensitivity. But, dude, it's not going to fly here. It's not going to work.
No. And, like, it's the Jalen Rager playbook. Like, that's what it reminds us of. If you want to know why, like, we're getting sensitive about this, like, when you come on, at least for me, I don't want to speak for everybody. when you go on social media and just and do that, it just automatically is going to go something's up. And when you get the hive, this is when I know we're wrong. When the Eagles hive is nothing's wrong. The Steelers is fine. If it's wrong, that's when I know we're fucking wrong about something. Especially when it becomes into AJ's mentions and all this other stuff. And look, like it's July. Like I said, we aren't talking about this, and I'm certainly not asking AJ Brown to shut up and play. That is not what I'm saying. He can voice and defend whatever teammate he wants to. I'm just saying, when you do that, it's going to become a story, and the other 90 guys that are currently on the team, it's going to circulate. People are going to care. People are not going to care. I'm just saying, as a fan base, and if you want this thing to be quiet and just go prove it on the field this year, because you're not going to convince anybody in July anyway. Who on earth are we going to turn to and say, wow, you know what? I was wrong about Jalen Hurts. He is actually the guy. Like,
yeah.
You're not going to convince anybody. You're not going to convince anybody, so it's not going to help ultimately. That's all. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Do you think this is we're mounting out of molehill stuff here?
Yeah,
for the most part.
I think people are bored, but here's the weird thing about all of this too, right? There's an inherent contradiction that people seem to have where they go, okay, none of this OTA stuff matters. And then when they see a report about the OTAs, decide to make this a big deal and freak out about it and give it life as well. So, like, why do you care is my honest question to people. Why do you care? If you know this stuff doesn't matter, brush it off and treating it accordingly. Like, we spend so much time on Twitter, and maybe people just want to have energy for some take to fire off so they can't help themselves. But once in a while, you can just let a story go, folks. Like, I looked at this. I wasn't going to talk about it. I wasn't really interested in it. I thought it was nothing, right? People like to say nothing burger. Let's say nothing burger. I'm hungry. Lunch is coming. But as we're going through all of that, the Discord just blew up about it. And I'm like, all right, I guess we got to talk about this thing. But it's just OTAs. It isn't a big deal. Like you said, good or bad, who cares? Nobody, and I doubt any of those guys remember that anyway. Are you really going to tell me that A.J. Brown or Lane Johnson or anybody remembers the exact set of 10 plays in an OTA and how Jalen Hurts did? Bullshit. I mean, bullshit. So I the whole thing is so dumb. And it's so frustrating that we're here. And again, ultimately, the fact that Derek Gunn had to justify his existence as one of the premier Eagles people in this city is insane to me. Insane.
Yeah. And if, like, I get that, you know, Derek Gunn, there's a whole bunch of new platforms which we're used to are the beat writers that we've loved and known, and they're not in that NBC Sports Philly bubble or whatever. They're probably working for somebody else because that's what's happening to the entire industry. So I understand if you're looking at the label and be like, yeah, Derek Gunn, but who? What is this show? Who is this? I've never heard of this thing before. And automatically people go, well, they're looking for attention. Man, I just like, gah. I'm just echoing basically what Vince is saying. I knew about Timmy Jernigan and his situation months before anyone had any idea what was going on with his injury after the Super Bowl. You know, like, sometimes it's just, I don't even know why you sit on information most of the time, but basically you don't want to be a blabbling telephone. Like, I think it was relevant to the conversation. And so when your memory banks go into like, oh shit, I did talk to that person on May 31st, and that was significant. And then when your co-host, who was also there and backs up, yes, I think I know who you're talking about, and they said the same thing to me, like, great. And forget my front office or coach example. Maybe this is just simply a player on the offense or defense that has a loud voice in it, which is where you started to hear the Carson Wentz stuff anyway from. And if you go back and listen to our Joe Santaliquido interview, he mentioned some big guys, and we just assume that's the offensive line.
Yeah.
So, whether or not we believe in the report, here's what you want to hear my real theory on why this is out here now?
Sure.
Someone significant believes that the Miles Sanders comment has maybe made the heads of them a little too hot and heavy right before training camp. And Derek Gunn says this thing, but like semi-purposely from the source and where it came from, like, hey, if you're going to say all-star, then I've got to get this thing out here that says you're not fucking ready yet. And by the way, when I saw you on May 31st, when you said you were ready to rock and roll, you weren't. This team isn't ready. Da-da-da. To try and just get everybody's focus snapped back into place, you know, a couple of weeks before training camp starts. I honestly think that's very possible. And it's what's going to motivate Jalen Hurts the most. It's going to motivate A.J. Brown the most, I'm assuming, and so on and so on.
And if you're going that direction, you're either talking a coach or Howie Roseman, honestly. Because if you're
a player.
Could be.
Like, what if it's, just as an example, if it's Jason Kelsey voicing this to Derek Gunn, does that make sense?
Okay.
Yes. It's my last year. I want us to be focused. I've been through this shit before. I know what it takes to win. We're not even close to that yet. Get your head in the fucking game.
Yeah.
Could it just be a simple message like that? Because that's what more or less what it sounds like to me.
Because let me give the, like, opposite, like, not boomer perspective necessarily, but kind of, sort of, right? Like, you look at this team. You see what it is. You get A.J. Brown to come in. There's all this excitement. Now Miles Sanders is saying it's an all-star team. They're pumping up hype videos all the time. They're posting pictures of themselves working out. Everybody bugged out about that picture of the four of them just walking down a hill.
Yep.
Like, oh, my God, baby. Oh, yeah. Look at those shoes. You look so good on that hill, AJ, and Devontae and Jalen. Oh, my
God. Imagine if you're running in sand. Oh, baby, those calves.
Yeah.
Oh, those calves.
Top Gun 3 is going to be incredible. So, like, they go through all that, and people are thirsting so hard, and they're like, yeah, this team is, like, all about image, and it's so much swagger, and it's out of control. Maybe it does need to be pushed down a peg a little bit. Like, I could see that coming from somebody who's in the front office that especially is older and isn't into that, like, flashiness of Instagram and all that kind of shit. It could work.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing necessarily wrong with it. It's a different perspective, but... until we see these guys show up and learn more about them, like, yeah, A.J. Brown has talked a lot of shit. He did also call Miles back, so I'll give him credit for that, to be like, hey, we're not an all-star team. We got to earn it. But then here he is again, and I just,
that's what I mean.
I don't know.
Why do you got to, A.J., you're not PR for the Eagles players when they speak, and there's nothing that you can say that's going to make Jalen Hurts better either. You know, like, I think there's, the same with the wide receivers. Like, there's nothing you can say to make somebody better. They've got to do it. And Taylor, who is producing this bad boy remote, and that's where my head is at. Like, we found our own Kyrie Irving, and he lives in Philadelphia, and that's fine by me. I can't wait, man. I don't want to silence anyone. I enjoy whoever wants to speak their mind, and if some wild shit comes out, it's my favorite thing in the world. I don't judge anyone's I judge everyone's takes. But I don't want AJ to shut up at the same time. I'm looking at this from a team perspective. You're not helping your team do that. But for me and for Vince Quinn and for Eagles fans, fuck yeah, keep tweeting, man. Whatever you want to do. Post a content factory. There you go, T.
Yeah.
Yes. A content factory for AJ Brown and whatever comes out of his mouth. I'm down. Because he is an interesting cat. I would love to he seems fun.
Well,
I love him.
He does seem fun. He seems like a good conversation and an interesting hang. So I get all of that. And yeah, like I like guys that show their personality, right or wrong, because you want heels, you want villains, you want guys you root for. Like, all that stuff that's what makes the sport compelling, ultimately, more than anything else, right? I mean, like Tom Brady, the number of people that love him and hate him as that great player.
Hate. Oh, sorry. I thought we were taking
hate.
Votes.
It's not a vote here. It's a hate. But, like, that stuff helps. Aaron Rodgers right now, people love that guy or hate that guy. It makes it more compelling. So I want these guys to all speak. It's just, like, just from the standpoint of what I was saying earlier, it's like you got to understand that the things you say are going to have consequences. And as long as you understand that, and especially now that he's in a new environment, which is the most heavily covered team you could possibly imagine, it is going to be treated differently. So does he know that? Is he adjusting? I'm curious to see how that all plays out.
Because if you're going to call out something, I'm fine with that. But note that A.J. Brown only called out the OTA thing, not that he's not ready on May 31st, which I thought was very interesting. Every one of his teammates didn't come out and then say, but I guess that's a blanket for his statement for like none of this shit happened. So I get it, but not directly. And that kind of leaves it hanging out there. That's what will continue to give the story a little life. And speaking of a little life, baby, 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 we have got a lot of life for this bus trip to Washington because right before we came on to do the show, we were just displaying all the other different creators, businesses, and other people that are getting involved specifically with our bus at Bell and the Birdman. But let me just tease this. None of this has happened yet, but we are on the path for private barbecue, baby. We are on the path for extra t-shirts, extra stuff to give away. Our friends over at Awesome Sauce are on board. Stateside Vodka's coming on in. We've got beer coming out of our ears from literally everyone, and 1,000 of us are going to go down to FedEx Field with Philly Sports Trips, where you can go book your ticket right now at phillysportstrips.com/trips. We'll get you there faster, and, you know, we are going to be on the road for every single Eagles game. That starts in just less than 60 days as we're going to Detroit. I can't believe we're saying
crazy.
That. We are headed to Detroit. So if you are out in Detroit, please let us know because we want to tailgate with you. 215-509-5833. That is our text line and how you get a hold of us the quickest. Also, remember that number because we are giving a trip to away to that thing that I just described as we're taking 1,000 people to FedEx. We want you on the bus with us. So text us right now. Take me to Washington at 215-509-5833. We will draw a winner on July 31st and announce it to the world that you are coming with us. All-inclusive means food, beverages, game ticket, the bus rides back and forth. We're going to have a tailgate that starts at like 6 there in the morning. Another one when we sit there outside of that dump FedEx Field for one last time, hopefully. And then we're going to roll in, all 1,000 of us, 500 on one end zone where the Eagles come out, 500 on the other. The end zone where it's filling up with the Eagles, or it's filling up on the Eagles tunnel right now. We only got about 100 tickets left. So make sure you go to phillysportstrips.com right now. Let them know Bell and the Birdsmen sent you. That way we'll be grouped together, and there's a lot of fun stuff that we have in store for that, Vince. So I'm pumped as hell for this season.
And people should be, because everything you've been telling me, I am so jacked up, especially for the Washington trip. It is going to be insane, folks. But here's the other thing, too, is we have another special event coming up. This is going to be next Thursday, July 21st.
That's
what we're going to do, John? We're having a block party.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, yeah, baby. It's going to be a block party in the Discord. We got, guys, the number of things that we have been working on, we got some fun ideas for the block party in itself. First off, we want to talk with you in the Discord, like actual live voice-to-voice conversations. We will be doing that. We're going to have some opportunities as well, maybe some special announcements,
oh,
John.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll one big special announcement for sure.
There's going to be some good things you can take advantage of. It's all going to be on the block party again in the Discord. You can join the Discord at bellandthebirdmen.com. Invites are right there.
And it's your opportunity to be on the podcast because we will put that in the feed, put it up on YouTube, and we want to get to know you. Especially, like, there's so many good takes going on in the Discord daily, and one of them being especially, we are all fucking fatigued as hell, and we need football to start, which I completely agree, because this episode probably wouldn't exist without football fatigue. Thank you, AJ Brown. I'm telling you, man, keep tweeting. I don't care. I love to talk about you. You are the reason why we exist. I love this team. I love this podcast. I love where it's going. We're going to meet so many of you this year. I am jacked as hell for that. Bellandthebirdmen.com. We're going to keep it nice, short, and sweet, because otherwise, you know, we would just be chilling on a beach, drinking some Mai Tais, and not doing any of that. We're friggin' running around with our heads cut
like
off.
Crazy. Taylor's at the beach, though, so
yeah, he is at the beach,
which is Taylor.
Nice. I'm just thinking of that Arizona spa week 4 when we're out hanging out and wanting to bust up Kyler Murray's head. That's what all this work is for here.
Yep.
So we're excited to see you. We've got some preseason plans. And just like Vince Quinn said, make sure to join the Discord by the 21st, Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern is when we kick that off live for the block party, and we'll see you there. For Taylor Credatis doing a phenomenal job, for Vince Quinn, I'm John Barchard. This is Bell and the Birdman, and we will see you very soon. Okay, bye.